Last night ended a weekend of celebrations, Juneteenth, and probably the man that knows more about it than anybody in this area is Juneteenth coordinator William B. Marshall, who joins us on the Big K Morning Show. William, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing? So happy to be here.
Yeah, how you feeling after a big weekend? Mother Nature cooperated. It was sunny and dry and not too hot.
Well, I'm not going to say that. We're tired, but it was hot and we're happy.
Well, I guess compared to the rest of this week, it's going to be even warmer. But
yeah.
You have,
I'm hearing that, yeah.
Yeah, big time. Mid-90s, heat advisories, all that, a large part of the country dealing with heat issues. But William, you have been doing this for a long time. Most people in America were unaware of Juneteenth, or at least the full details of it, until fairly recently in 2021 when it was signed in as a federal holiday. But you have recognized this for many years, right?
Yes. So we continued the Juneteenth celebration. Just to let you know, Juneteenth actually started in 1865. And Juneteenth is a celebration of the end of slavery in the Civil War. We reenacted it here in the city of Pittsburgh, but we brought it back to life again in 2013 under the Venuto administration, who was very active and supportive for our celebration. In 2013, we had about 150 attendees. This year, we're estimating that we had over 80,000 attendees.
Wow.
For a three-day weekend.
What do you credit to the increase in the attendance like that? It's blown up.
Yeah, it's kind of blown up for us. Basically, I think maybe because of, you know, our persistence in the city of Pittsburgh, our persistence, and the fact that in 2021, we actually got the city of Pittsburgh to make Juneteenth a city holiday. Then we were able to work on city council and Allegheny Council to make it a county holiday. And as you just mentioned, the federal government made it a national holiday in 2021. And we just became very active and aggressive in bringing entertainment, having a lot of cultural events, and just having great speakers for our Juneteenth celebration, where we actually bring in people from across the country. Visit Pittsburgh said in 2023, we generated $4.2 million with our Juneteenth celebration. So it's just been our persistence and working in the community to make Juneteenth a great event in the city of Pittsburgh.
We're with William B. Marshall, Juneteenth coordinator. So as you know, William, there is some confusion because now there's going to be another Juneteenth event in a couple of weekends. And are you satisfied that you kind of figured this all out between the city, the county, the region?
So as acknowledged by the mayor, the current mayor, and we acknowledge this too, nobody has a right to have host Juneteenth as a private or personal event. Everybody can have a Juneteenth celebration, and we're supportive of that. But from 2013 to 2023, the city of Pittsburgh has been a co-sponsor of our Juneteenth celebration. We had some confusion with the mayor last year about the celebration, and it's regretfully he decided he wanted to go another way and host his own city Juneteenth celebration. So we're supportive of, you know, the community and anything the community wants to do. But we know that our celebration, again, saw over between 70,000 and 80,000 people this weekend. And we're waiting on our economic impact numbers that's going to show for this celebration this weekend. And whatever somebody else decides to do, we can control that. But we're just happy with our accomplishments.
Getting back to the economic impact, who do you turn to for that estimate?
So Visit Pittsburgh last year did our gauging. Visit Pittsburgh said we brought in 50,000 people last year and generated $4.2 million. So we know that we almost kind of doubled our attendees this year, and our economic impact will be greater.
And when will you find out?
We're trying to do our estimations now.
Well, it grew exponentially, and congratulations to you for being the first to recognize and celebrate it in the way you have, William. I'm sure you're going to take a nice deep breath today and kind of after a busy, busy weekend. I'm sure it was wild to put all that together.
Yeah, it was crazy, and we were so excited. But one thing I want to clarify about Juneteenth, Juneteenth is not a black holiday. Juneteenth is an American holiday. It's based on the Civil War, where 600,000 white and black soldiers died to end slavery. So when we celebrate Juneteenth, it is inclusive to everybody. We want everybody to support and come out and have a great time. It is an American holiday. It is not a black holiday. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate that. William B. Marshall, who is the Juneteenth coordinator for a big weekend, and much more to come. We're also going to talk to Tim Stevens, who's probably, Paul, one of the most recognized individuals in this region who has spent his entire career trying to fight that battle. So that, just to William's point, it's an American holiday. It's not just a black holiday. But he has been a civil rights leader in this community for generations.
We'll want to follow up with him this week and find out what those numbers were. That makes for a good news story right there.
Absolutely.